Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together.
We love to place fairy tales into our lives in fun ways. And today, friend of the show, Wayne Karchner, has done just that. He has a pitch for some rather magical ADUs, or second homes, on your property. Here's Wayne.
I hope you will forgive me. I'm not going to tell a story. Instead, I'm going to address a serious issue. Affordable housing has become a crisis here as well as elsewhere in our nation. Many municipalities have embraced the concept of accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, as a partial solution. That's an extra living unit on your property for another family to rent. My assistant, Red Riding Hood, was supposed to have brought a projector for my PowerPoint presentation. However, it seems she stopped again to pick flowers. But since you're not where you can see anyway, just imagine I have a screen here, and I'll describe what would have been on the screen. Many people think that ADUs are only a mother-in-law apartment in the basement. There's a lot of other options. For example, in this slide that should be here, a widow with a large number of children is currently living in this shoe. The rent is low. There's a wonderful kitchenette in the toe, and the children's bedrooms are in the ankle portion. The landlord, a Mr. Prince Charming, obtained the shoe from a Mr. Bunyan. I believe Paul was his first name. To make it livable, all it took was adding a roof, cutting a door, and about $1,000 worth of athlete's foot powder. As you can see, by building this cozy living space, the landlord not only receives a dependable monthly income, he also provides an affordable home for a family in crisis. A question from this lady. I didn't really want to talk about that. Yes, I know there were allegations that the widow spanked her children excessively. It was an extremely stressful time for the family, and I think we can agree that it has nothing to do with our topic of the ADUs. I know personally that the family has received counseling and things are better. So we're just going to move on, okay, and not talk about that. Now, I want to be careful how I say this next part so I don't sound like I'm promoting any discrimination. However, sometimes how you build your unit does tend to limit who will rent it. As long as you're willing to rent it to anyone, you're legally okay. For example, in this next slide that should be here, the first building is made of straw, and the second is made of sticks. The only interested renters were small pigs. The landlord offered it to some of the king's horses and some of the king's men, but they didn't want it. As long as he was willing to rent it to anyone, he's okay. Both straw and sticks are cheap and readily available. Straw is an excellent insulator. Both can provide a wonderful home for the right tenant. Neither straw nor stick home is recommended for windy areas. My personal recommendation is stick to more traditional materials. Generally, it's more expensive to build, but you're not limited as to who will rent the unit. You can see in this slide, the same investor built a brick home and rented it to the elder pig shown in this slide, proudly smiling in front of his home, sitting on a wolfskin blanket. Up to now, I've only talked about the upsides of ADUs. There are definitely pitfalls you may encounter. Please, please, please do your planning in advance. I cannot emphasize this enough. You can waste a lot of time and money if you don't. A local family of three bears decide to have extra income and just started building after getting a permit. The unit, as you can see in this slide, turned out well, but without proper planning, they started building an apartment that was too big. They tore that down, started again. They built one that was too small. On the third try, they built a unit that was just right. They should have planned better. It is a funny story about the current tenant. The bears actually met her during her rebellious teenage stage when she broke into their house. She has since straightened out her life and now is renting the apartment from the very people she broke into their house. A group of investors got into trouble with this next project. Seven dwarves, all close friends of mine, constructed this ADU out of gingerbread. At first blush, there doesn't seem to be anything wrong with gingerbread as a construction material. I certainly don't see any problems with it. Unfortunately, they didn't do sufficient background check before renting it out. The renter had a criminal history and used the gingerbread and candy construction to lure victims. The consortium is being sued for creating an attractive nuisance, and the case will probably be in court for years. This could have been avoided if more traditional materials had been used in construction. I'll finish up with just a few pictures of other units to give you ideas of what's possible. The first slide shows one dwelling made of pumpkin shell owned by a Peter Peter. In this next slide, you can see the homeowner is renting out a hollow tree. This is another situation where you must offer the hollow tree to anyone, but in practice, a hollow tree will only be rented out either by elves or wise old owls. In this case, the tree is occupied by elves who bake cookies all day, which is not a problem unless you live next to them and you're diabetic. They will also mend your shoes in the middle of the night. The next slide shows a tower with my close friend Rapunzel. In this picture, her boyfriend is waving to you halfway up the side. This is another case where they just didn't do planning. The builder forgot to put a door on the ground floor. This next slide shows two different holes in the ground owned by a Mr. Bilbo Baggins. The first is his own residence, and the other is rented to a Miss Alice of Wonderland. In conclusion, I hope you will consider the possibility of creating an ADU accessory dwelling unit on your property, both for the potential income you might obtain and to provide an affordable home for a family in need of a place to live.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Wayne Karchner, for sharing his story. Wayne is a member of the Utah Storytelling Guild. For more information on him and his work, be sure to check out his profile on utahstorytellingguild.website. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.